Okay, good morning. Yeah, it's Mishet. Yeah. Okay, have a very good morning. Kitoiv, right? Kitoiv based upon. Okay. Yeah, so let's just remind ourselves that the sugi that we're learning over here, the Gemara on Heyman Days had a set of a question. If it's mutter livel betchil b'Shabbos, bil rishoyna on a b'sula. Now it's mevu in the Gemara that the problem is an isser Shabbos. That's what the Gemara is dealing with on melacha on some level, and the melacha that we're talking about is either the melacha of chabura, which we saw in Tosfos Metilas Neshama. It has to do with the removal of dam. That's what the melacha of chaburi is. Really, it doesn't have so much to do with the breakage of the skin and all that. That's not what chaburi is. Chaburi refers to the removal of dam. And the Gemara tells us that we need a situation which is referred to as a chiburi michbar, in order that the removal of such dam creates the malacha of chabur. And therefore the Gemara is mistapik whether the bila rishayna at all involves this malacha at all, because if the dam is mifkid pocket, on that the Gemara tells us that the positioning of the dam in such a case is not subject b'chlal to chabura. Chabura is not happening even though dam is coming out, but the dam is, the way the dam is situated is in such a way that chabura does not happen through the removal of such dam. However, there still is another possibility to the malacha. There's a malacha of Asiyas Pesach the Gemara refers to. Right? Asiyas Pesach is either a shiloh of binyan, Rashi talks, maybe other Rishonim might refer to it as gamaka bepatish, kind of halacha, akoponim, but that's the Asiyas HaPesach, Asiyas HaPesach, and the making of the Pesach, maybe we'll see, has its conditions and its tnoim, exactly what it needs. But that's the other possible malacha that we're dealing with. And as we spoke last time, that even though the Gemara initially is mistapik in the positioning of the dam, whether it's the Guri Michbar or Mifkid Pocket, but that's only in relation to whether there's Shaykh Malacha of Chabur over here. But as far as Asiyas HaPesach, Asiyas HaPesach has nothing to do with the dam. Asiyas HaPesach is making an opening in something. That regardless is happening. And therefore, Pesach, as far as the Malacha of Pesach, that's something that we have to deal with. And it's doesn't to say that it's mutter is because we're missing in the conditions of chiv. The hain, what we mean to say is like this, is that the first step in dining, whether we have an isser or not, is what we refer to as the chefs of the malacha. The actual malacha happened. You have the chefs of the malacha, the actual malacha, whatever the essence of the malacha is. That's the first step. So that's what the Gemara, as far as Chabura is concerned, that's the Gemara's suffix over here, is this the essence of Chabura happening over here. If Dam is Mishkit Pocket, then there's no Chabura happening over here at all. Now, Pesach, Kipshuta, is regardless happening over here. However, the conditions for Chiv, for Isser, that, so even though that the Cheft of Malach might be happening over here, but if we're missing certain conditions, then it'll be mutter for that reason. Now the Gemara talks about two possible reasons to be matter, after we agree that we have the essence of the melacha. And that the Gemara talks about the din of Eina Mechavim, that's machlokes Reb Shimon Yehuda of an Eina Mechavim. Reb Shimon holds that Dovah She'en Miskavim is mutter. Simply that means that if you're missing kavana for the Isser, that this that the Torah asks is something is only if a person is doing the action with the intention of doing the Isser, or doing the action which is the Isser, right? Whether, you know, Isser Mutter, but the point isn't so much whether he's knowingly being over Navera. The point is that is whether whatever the Isser is, right, whether he's doing that, his intention is to do that action, to accomplish that, or not. Right, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dov She'en Miskavim is also, Shimon holds it's mutter. It's kedai to point that at this point, that we have, we'll call it two types of isurim. We have an isur of kol ha-Torah kula, isurim that are also, which include all isurim in the Torah. And then we have isurim Shabbos, specifically Melecha Shabbos. Now, Melecha Shabbos are, in a certain aspect, we'll use the word more kal, just to put things in perspective. That means that they have additional conditions in order to have the chiyuvim. Because in Melecha Shabbos, there's a requirement called Meleches Machsheves, which we don't have by other Yisroelim. That means that whatever Meleches Machsheves requires for chiyuv, kotar, you don't have that. Right? So therefore, even if you're missing in the fulfilling what Meleches Machsheves would be Mechayiv and Kol Torah Kula, doesn't make a difference, because there is no requirement of Meleches Machsheves. In Shabbos, there's a requirement of Meleches Machsheves, and therefore, in Meleches Shabbos, we have to see that aside from fulfilling the requirements of Kol Torah Kula, because Shabbos is B'chlal that, Kol Torah Kula, but in Shabbos we have to see that whether we're in fulfillment with the additional conditions that Shabbos has, which are what Meleches Machsheves is Mechayiv. Now, Meleches might be Mechayiv a few different types of conditions. It might not be one specific condition.
But you would understand that Meleches Machsheves is a din in Kavana. It's a level of Kavana as opposed to a different thing separate from Kavana. Or that's part of the discussion.
Yeah. No. It seems to be that definitely Meleches Machsheves.
Kilkul, is that Machsheva?
No. That's what I meant to say. That it might be different types of requirement, right? Now that you mention this, now let's say as far as Kilkul is concerned, that comes from Meleches Machsheves. That's the reason why I call Mekalkal and Apaturim in Hilchah Shabbos, is because of the Meleches Machsheves requirement. In Kol Torah Kula, it does not make a difference whether there's a Kilkul or a Tikkun. In Hilchah Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves requires that it's a positive, constructive act. Right? Meleches Machsheves over there doesn't necessarily, I don't know if in that context it has to mean that it's a Machshova idea. But that's one application of Meleches Machsheves. And Meleches Machsheves, we'll see, Meleches Machsheves, L'chayda, could be a Mechayev in Kavona also, in a Mechavn. Now, let's just speak this through like this, right? You know, in Kol Torah Kula, right, we have sources in the Gemara that the Gemara is titled Machlekes Reb Shimon Yehuda, whether Dovah Shein Miskaven is also or not. Now, let's just try to get just clarified just some terminology. In Kol HaTorah Kula, when we're discussing whether something is Osir or Mutter, so that is an Isser Deraisa, what we're talking about primarily. And therefore, when Rabbi Yehuda holds Kol HaTorah Kula, that Dovah Shein Miskaven is Osir, that means it's an Isser Torah. That means that there is no requirement at all that the person should be a machaven, as long as the melacha happens, or in the first place, if the melacha could happen, then it's also for him to do it. Reb Shimon holds that in order to have the conditions of the din Torah, which means the ikar iser, you need to be a machaven. If a person is doing it not for that purpose, that's not his intention to accomplish that, right? He's trying to do one thing, you know, whether if it happens or not, that's not his intention to do that. So it's mutter for him to do according to Reb Shimon. Now in Hilchos Shabbos, as we just mentioned, that there's a condition of Leches Machshavos. So over here, there's a mokum for us, and it seems to be a shayla mishayim. Maybe we'll see rise to this. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, Maleches Machshavos could very well be that it is a kavana requirement, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, what that might not really make so much an afkamina. It just might mean that there's a second requirement for kavana, aside from the basic mechayev requirement that you need for any iser Torah, that you need to be mechavim on Shabbos. Leches Nav Shabbos might be a second mechayev to that.
It's like a kal v'chomer almost. If you were putter on the lower level of kavana, kal v'chomer you're putter when you need a higher level of kavana. No.
So I'm not even saying it's higher level, right? Right. That's what I'm saying. I was using a nusach of a second mechayev. Now, you know, one might even ask that. So Mehechetes according to Reb Shimon, if you're not right and it's just a second mechayev, so who said bechlal that Meleches Machshavos includes kavana? Because I anyways need kavana for the din kol Torah Kula. So maybe Meleches Machshavos not even talking about that. Right? We'll see. This will be relevant now when we come to Reb Yehuda. Right? According to Reb Yehuda, what we need to know is like this: that according to Reb Yehuda, that we know that in Kol Torah Kula, Reb Yehuda is mechayev and Issa Deraisa even without kavana. Now, when you come to Hilchos Shabbos, if it were to be that Meleches Machshavos is a mechaven requirement, so over here we could be mistapik in Shitas Reb Yehuda, right? Does Reb Yehuda agree that in Hilchos Shabbos yitaka ni kavana in order to have a chiyev Deraisa? And in Hilchos Shabbos, primarily when we say something is osir, since there's a chiyuv chatos in Hilchos Shabbos, so the terminology in Hilchos Shabbos, chayav refers to the iser, chayav chatos refers to the iser deraisa. And when we say over there, potter, there's a musig of potter aval osir, that you're potter from the chiyuv chatos, it's still an iser drabonah. So in Hilchos Shabbos, it's possible that something is osir, but it's also on the drabonah level. So now, when we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a Dovah Shein Miskaven is Osir, right, that's our sugi over here, is Osir, so we could be mistopic about what does that mean that it's Osir. On the one hand, we could say that maybe Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that he doesn't hold of, he never has a requirement of the Mechaven, and therefore even in Hilchos Shabbos, there's an Issa Deraisa, or possibly that he agrees in Hilchus Shabbos that there's a din of Machsheves, so Machsheves is Mechayev Kavona, and therefore, even according to Yehuda, this that Dov Shen Miskaven is Osir in Hilchus Shabbos is only Midrabonim. It's only Rabbonim. Now, as you just mentioned before, that this first side that we're saying, that according to Yehuda, he holds that Meleches Machsheves doesn't talk. Well, he agrees Meleches Machsheves has requirements. I think see Kilkel, I definitely agree with that. But does Meleches Machsheves, does it require a Kavona, a Mechavin or not? It's like we just discussed a moment ago that there is a mokum to say that it does not require, and like we just said before, that it could be even according to Reb Shimon it's not mechayev, because according to Reb Shimon I anyways have a mechayev kol tarkula. So what's meleches machshavas adding, right? So therefore, so according to Reb Shimon, according to what we just said, then Lech Machsheves is not Mechayev Kavona B'chlal. So maybe by the same token, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that it's not Mechayev, right? Or one could question that line of thought and say that, well, it's not because it's intrinsically not Mechayev, but according to Rabbi Shimon, since I anyways have the Mechayev, so therefore nothing is Nischadish, so that's why in Meleches Machsheves doesn't talk to Kavona. But if I didn't have a Mechayev, like according to Yehuda, then Meleches Machsheves is something which would be Mechayev a Kavona. Akoponim, so what's relevant to us over here is that according to Yehuda, this is what we want to know, right? This according to Yehuda, that Dovah She'en Miskaven is Osir in Hilchus Shabbos, is it an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Drabonim? Right? That's, I'm just going to shout to Rishayim about this. But that's the issue over here, right? The reason why Hilchus Shabbos things might be different is because of Meleches Machsheves. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that Meleches Machsheves, he agrees, is required of Kavona, and if in Hilchus Shabbos there will not be a Chiyuv Deraisa if you're Ein Mechaven, right? So one might ask, okay, fine. So then Hilchus Shabbos, he agrees to he should be agreeing to Rabbi Shimon then, right? Because Heicha, where there is a requirement of Kavona, if you don't have Kavona, it's Mutter. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, only because he doesn't have a requirement of Kavona, that's why he has his Chiyuvim. But if there is no, if we're saying that Hilchus Shabbos, that Yehuda is Moedet Machsheves, is requiring Kavona, so then it should be Mutter. Why is it Osir? It's like a second Machlokes over here that's happening over here. Right? And on that, Kipshuta, the answer is as follows. True, it's a second Machlokes, but it's not an unrelated Machlokes. And the Machlokes is really dependent on what his din is in Kol Terekuva. According to Reb Shimon, right, that Reb Shimon holds in Kol Terekula, you need Kavono, so you never chai without Kavono. So if you don't have Kavono Hilchus Shabbos, it's Mutter, just like in Kol Terekula. But according to Yehuda, then Kol Terekula, without Kavono, you have a Chiv Deraisa, so then there's a Mokum for the Rabbanon to say, granted that in Hilchus Shabbos, that there's another requirement of Machsheves, but Chazal asked it based on Kol Terekula. Right? Because Kol Terekula, even without a Kavono, it's Takan Issa Deraisa. So there's a basis, right, for Chazal to be geizer, that even though in Hilchus Shabbos, granted that there's no chiv without kavona, but nevertheless Chazal asks something, right, ought to call it a rekul. Right, so that's where that would come from. Okay, so then that's just
would it make sense if it's because of, let's say, an Iser Drabanan? Right, does this work? Right, Mekalkel is brings it down to a drabbanan also, and because we have because we mitzarif other reasons, In our Gemara, we make it mutter, right? Would it make sense to be mechalek between the melechus machshavas and mechalkel, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Isid Rabbanin of Davar Sheinu Miskaven, that we wouldn't say the same tzirif of, let's say, that because it's a makom mitzvah or something like that, that it should, in our case, taken away, or
okay, so let's speak it through from the beginning, right? And then we'll see how much we're left with the question. Mm-hmm. Okay. But in order to do that, we have to go to the second point in the Gemara. Okay, but remind me to come back around. Right? Okay, so we just discussed the first issue in the Malacha, that the din of mechavim, right? That's what we said. That if we take on that we have the essence of the malacha that is here, either Pesach l'chayr, it's always here, or as far as chabur is concerned, if we assume that the dam is chiburi michbar, so the dam is subject to chabura, and etzem chabur is happening. Now the question is that we have the conditions to aser it. So the first nidin was a nidin of kavon, and that's what we discussed. Now before we head further, this is a bissel negeid more on Omen Beis, but we'll talk about this on a superficial level. The Shemari talk about this right now. Right, this is something that comes up in the Gemara Omen Aleph also. So just talk about just in a general sense as follows. Gemara tells us that even though Reb Shimon holds that Dom Shem Miskaven is mutter, but Moide Reb Shimon be Psik Reisha v'lo Yomus. There's a concept of a Psik Reisha. A Psik Reisha. Psik Reisha is the example of you know, you want the head of a chicken, right? Rashi tells us for the child to play with, so you want to cut it off, and so you're not interested in killing the bird, right? The chicken over here, you just want the head. So on that, the concept is, well, psikreisha v'lo yomos, that is it possible to take off the head without killing it? It's something which, you know, it's inevitable, has to happen. So on that, the Gemara tells us that even though Reb Shimon holds Dom Shem Miskaven is mutter, but when we have a psikreisha, then he agrees. Now, kipshutai, just the cheshbonis, the calculations, and that is that would seem to be saying that a psik reisha has a fulfillment of the condition of mechavim. As Reb Shimon holds that you need a mechavim, and as we discussed, Reb Shimon's requirement for a mechavim is not only Hilchos Shabbos, but it's in Kol Torah Kula. So this concept of psik reisha is relevant according to Reb Shimon, at least, right, all over, right. And so what Psik Reisha tells me is that I have a fulfillment of the condition of Kavona. Now, maybe we'll discuss a little bit later, right, how that's so, why that's so, is that under all conditions. Okay, but this is the first initial concept, that if by doing action one, it'll inevitably create such a malacha will happen as a result of what I'm doing. So that's what we refer to as a psik reisha, and a psik reisha, right, we'll just talk in terms like this, is a mechavin. Okay? So if psik reisha is a mechavin, so even though Reb Shimon holds that in mechavin is mutter, but if there's a psik reisha involved, so psik reisha is a mechavin, and therefore you have the condition of mechavin, and therefore you'll be chayiv. to be chai for such a thing, right? Even on a derayis sadikah level.
Just because of the psik ratio, you tell me the guy has kavana to do it?
Okay, so that's what we just mentioned before, right? We'll have to see exactly how that works, right? Right? So we're not going to, maybe we'll discuss it later when we'll see the observation. But Nichalei, we'll talk about about that. But at this point, right, let's take one thing at a time. Okay. Right, so that's, I'm not getting involved in a how secretia, how it equals kavana, but we're just talking about that it's mihuni gemara that it does bring me kavana. In all cases, not all cases, we'll discuss about that. Okay, but let's just take the first step over here, and therefore that brings us to a question over here that our gemara tells us that the Bila Rishayna, our gemara is wants to be matirit based on an Eina Mechabim. That's what the Gemara discusses, right? Does he have kavana for the Malach over here? Right? Is he Mechabim for the Asiyas HaPesach? Is he Mechabim to have the Dam, to Moitzi the Dam? And the Gemara is told this in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who holds Zov Shem Skavin, is Mutter, so it'll be Mutter Al Hatzad that he's not a Mechabim. That's what the Gemara says. So on that, the Rishonim ask a question right over here. Rashi and Tosis both deal with the Shailon. That, well, isn't it a psik ratio? The Chor is a psik ratio. Right? So if it's a psik ratio, for these two malachas to happen, right? If it's Chibur Mechbar, so Shailon, so the Chor, then there'll be a Chabur. Right? And then, you know, the Pesach, a Pesach will be created, right? Whether that's his kavana or not, it's regardless. Isn't this a psikreisha? So therefore asks the Rishonim, so then why is the Gemara saying that according to Rishonim, it's in a mechavan, that's a basis for heter, because it's a psikreisha, that Rishonim is moida, psikreisha has the fulfillment of the condition of kavana, and it should be mechayev, it should be chayev. That's what Rashi and Tosis both talk about that. There's a Gemara later on, which the Gemara itself asks such a question. And the answer to this question, right, with the fine details, we'll have to see in the Gemara later on. But the Gemara tells us, to whatever degree and to whoever this applies to, that there is a concept of doing this bio without making the chabur, without making the pesach. And there's such a thing called hatia. It's possible that apparently there's a way to enter that you could circumvent the Pesach, and therefore no Pesach. There's no Pesach. There's no Dam, and so.
You circumvent the bassoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
I mean, right. So therefore, these malachas are not being done.
Still a basula.
Okay, let's see.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're not affecting. You're not affecting. You want to know in another halachas whether you know in Gabi Kohen Gadol, right? That might be something else. Right? Because you know that Ha'or Garo doesn't affect it either, right? So that's not you want. You know, as far as her status is as Besul, Gabi all other halachas that might not be so. Right? Has a shambir. Right, but as far as what we're dealing with, right, we're dealing with melech, the melech of Shabbos happening over here. So no, it's not normal. So the point of the Gemara is that
did
it's
he do the mitzvah. Did he do the mitzvah of Bir Rishona?
Did he do the mitzvah of Bir Rishona? What is it? What do you consider the mitzvah of Bir Rishona? Right, so Michael will tell you, Tosfos says, I see his kli, right? So maybe he didn't do that.
Is this a beer that can be modeled? I think beer Rishon is not modeled, but
I think that's toast.
Yeah, I mean that might be that's his thesis. Right, could be could be.
We're saying that he will do Hatiyah.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
That since he could do Hatiyah, it's not a psik ratio.
So that's, I try to be careful, right, and say that I'm not going there right now, because that's a Gemara on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. You saw that Gemara yet?
A little bit.
Okay, right. So that's the fine points in that Gemara. that we're not ready for that right now, right? We're just trying to set out a little bit the outline over here, right? Right,
focus right. Between Rashi and Tosos, which I think we're not
right. Right. I'm not going there right now. Okay. Uh huh. Right, right, right. That's it. Not appreciate that machlekes. You have to see the Gemara more over there. Then come back around. Rashi references the Gemara. Tosos doesn't reference the Gemara at all. Right. Okay. But what's important to know is that there is no psik reisha in our case. Why? Fine. It's based on this concept of hatir, right? Now, you know, who has to be able to do it, etc. That we'll see later, right? But that's what we want. We just want to just put on the table over here that even though it's mevuyer, and we'll see it more right away, brings it up that a psik reisha b'shimin's moida. And therefore, you got to ask yourself, right? That's the Shoyin Mo'ah. That's why they're bothered by this question right away over here, that the sugi is working with Dov Shem Miskavim. Is it an psikreisha? The answer is no, it's not a psikreisha. Right? Why it's not a psikreisha? One step we know, because there's a concept of Ati. Right?
Does that make it that it's not a psikreisha? Does that make it that there's definitely no Pesach and no Dam?
Right, so that's the remarkable between Rashi and Tosfos. I'm not sure.
Right. So depends on. Right, so we're saying depends on who on whether this we need that this person right now to see that's what he did, or it's sufficient the fact that the concept exists, right, and therefore it's not inevitable that the beer will create the malacha. Right.
So it'd be like according to one side, it'd be like butler died as a call or something. Sort of like since there's a possibility that such a beer could come about.
Well, I don't know if you need to call it butler daika, but that's the simple understanding of in other situations when a psikreisha is. A psikreisha is that this action could possibly bring along, you know, a malacha, but it doesn't have to be, right? And that's all I need to have, right?
Not necessarily the way the guy himself did it, just in general this type of action.
Okay, so this might be an application of that, but that's the usual concept of what it means. Right. Okay, so that is as far as the shmuza of mechavin in the sugya, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully, we'll get there. Right, and we'll discuss a little bit more as far as the tzikreisha is concerned. Yeah. Okay. Now the second. Sad heter that the Gemara discusses is mekalkel. Right? Mekalkel is something which is a halacha in leches machshavet. This is a Shabbos dika halacha, Shabbos dika requirement. This is what we refer to as a kula in hilchos Shabbos. Right?
Can I just ask? I'm sorry to interrupt. You said that when it's a psik reish, the person has kavanah to do the malacha.
I said it's a fulfillment of the requirement of kavana, right? And that was the nusach that we used. Okay.
So and then once it's no longer psik reisha, it's not a fulfillment of the requirement of kavana.
Then you're back to because psik reisha is what gives me the kavana. If it's not a psik reisha, then once again he's an ein mechaven.
And does this go person by person? Like this guy wants to make a Pesach, and that guy wants to do Hano, or does it go like we're just judging most?
So, one second, this point that you're saying right now, does this have to do with psik reisha, or you're back to the Mechavim? You're really talking about the Mechavim. About the Mechavim. Right, so this I think we spoke about this last time. Did we speak about last time whether individual Kavonas make a difference? Right? The Gemara talks about, you know, what's he mechavim kor? Right? You want to know what's the heat? Let's ask him. You know, what was what How could we decide what he was mechaben for? So it would sound like from the Gemara that we're talking about a stoma, and in a chanami, if a person specifically, you know, had a specific havana for one thing or the other, then maybe that would make a difference. I don't know if there's a reason to make a batla daita over here on that, right? Okay, but that yesh levar, right? Good question. Right. Anyone have any rise as far as that's concerned? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So now let's see. Okay. So we're right now discussing the din of makalkel, which again is a Shabbistic requirement. Right. I just want to be again been clear because it's a little confusing sometimes. You know, had a view Shabbos. Mitzad echod Shabbos avare is chomer, right? It's a chiyuv skila, right? But on the other hand, that there's a kilusa in Shabbos because there are additional requirements that you need to get to that chiyuv, right? So as far as what we're discussing now, when we say that there's a kula in Shabbos, right? What we mean to say is that Shabbos has additional requirements for its chiyuv. But once you meet the requirements, right, then of course the consequences are chomer. Okay, so by Shabbos is a requirement of Machsheves, and that's the basis of the din. Then a makalkel is mutter min ha-Torah. Now, our sugi over here is discussing whether it's mutter. Well, it's mutter to be boil up sulba on Shabbos, so we need that it should be mutter even midrabbonon. So the Bishayim asked the question that makalkel is still kol kachan asurim, even though midaraisa, it's mutter, but still awesome midrabbonon. So when the Gemara says over here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even an Eid Mechavin is still, right, that's what Gemara is dealing with, right? That according to Behuda, Eid Mechavin is still Osir. So what's going to be matter on that? That the Gemara says, well, maybe it's a Makalko. So another question is, Makalko is not Mutter either. Right, Makalko is not Mutter either. So I think we mentioned just last time that Tosfos asked this question. Right, Taisa asks this question, and this is what we should deal with this question. It would seem to be that in this situation, the makalkel is a basis for a heter. But what's this situation over here? What is it? What is it in our situation that is matter? So Tosfos, al Rishonim talk such a tzad that it's the Einam Miskaven. Since it's the Einam Miskaven with a Mekalkel, that's why it's Mutter. Now, this is where the Shal from before now becomes relevant. Remember, we discussed that according to Behuda, Einam Miskaven is Osir. Right? We're in Hilchos Shabbos over here. So is it Osir min ha-Torah? It's Osir min Rabbanan. Right? And that will have a relevance in how we understand how the Makalkel plays a role to be Matarit. Meaning to say as follows, that if it were to be that according to Yehuda, that he agrees that Machsheves requires Kavona in Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore Ein Mechaben is only also Midrabbonon, so then it's easier for us to understand that if you have a Makalkel with an Einam Miskaven, that's the Heter that you have over here, which is Trei Drabbonon, we'll call it, right? That'll be the gather of this Heter, that two reasons why this is not midaraisa, So granted that each one by itself is an Issa Drabanan, but when we have two reasons why it's not a Deraisa, if they come together, then it'll be Mutter. That's one possibility over here, and that's the...
Another possibility is that Rabbi Yehuda, what he says, Davish Enam Eschavin, is Aser, it's only Aser Midrabanan, that's what that possibility is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now,
Tosfos themselves don't actually mention that possibility, right? Surprisingly, because they hold this Derabanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Shabbos.
So when you say Tosfos doesn't mention it, what do you mean?
Because they want to say Einu Miskavin and Mekalkol is what the heter is, and then they bring another. The steer to that there's a situation where you have a derais and a makalkal and it's not matter, and they answer the steer by saying this is b'makom mitzvah and that's not b'makom mitzvah.
Right.
And why didn't they answer their kasha by just saying Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only derabanan by Shabbos? They don't say that. I think I'm talking about the Kirud. Is what the referring to. This is Aser Rabbi Yehuda Kirud.
Right.
Afal Gav De Eino Miskaven Umakalkol.
So isn't that us? Don't you have the two conditions over there of Eino Miskaven and Makalkol?
But he asered. So why shouldn't he be matur? Isn't that their question?
Right. Right. But you're making the difference that. By us, it's trei drabonon, and over there, it's only chad drabon. Is that what you're asking?
Right. Meaning, why didn't they say that difference?
But is that difference applicable?
Well, you're saying kirud is only.
I mean, Tosfos says that it's ein miskaven and makakel. Isn't that what we are?
What is the other case?
This kirud in the Gemara over here in the one in Bay.
But that's a Shabbos melacha.
Yeah, it's a Shabbos melacha.
What's kirud?
Kirud is like letting blood from a behemoth. Yeah, I hear you saying why did I think Eino Miskaven? I hear some reason I thought it was too late.
Oh, right there, it's.
And it's
towards the end of the line.
Hayam
Vez is Tosfos, the second last Tosfos. Towards the end of the line.
Where the Hayam is.
What was the other one? Greira. What was the issue with Greira?
It's also Shabbos. That was plowing.
Eino Miskaven and Makalko, right here. Shulah Hagiga Murder Chofer Guma. That's also Shabbos.
That it's since it's only Drabanan Davshan Mishkaban is also according to Yehuda, and it's trade Drabanan report, according to that side, then every mekalkel is mutter lechatchila.
Why is that so?
Because whenever it's davar she'eino miskaven and it's mekalkel, the only
but does it always go hand in hand? That's the eino miskaven and mekalkel. Does every mekalkel is eino miskaven? Right, it doesn't. Right, it sounds like it doesn't have to go hand in hand, right?
So if it's mekalkel and it's mischaven,
that's where you have the din of kol mekalkel nasurim.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Thank you for explaining.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that.
Okay, so one more time. So we're learning the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us as follows, that Rabbi Yehuda holds any miskaven is also. And we're looking for a heter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds any miskaven also. Meaning to say that even on the tzad, that there's no mechaven over here, and that will be a reason to mat the point of Shimon, but according to Yehuda, Yehuda holds any miskaven is vital also. I still have the basis to answer. So on that, Gemara says, okay, granted that mitzad the ein miskaven, there's still a basis to answer, but there's still a mokum to answer, to be matter, I'm sorry, according to Yehuda, because of a halacha of mekalkel. That's what the Gemara tells us, and we're dealing with the shayla around that, which Tosfos is more, that mekalkel is not something which is mutter. According to Shimon, ein mechaven is taka mutter, right? That in itself is mutter. But kilkel is not mutter. Kilkel is still awesome jabonon, and we're looking for a way that it should be mutter. Halacha lemaisa livel b'tchila b'shamis. So we need that it should be mutter. There should be no jabonons here. So on that, the answer is going to be that our situation is such, which we have an additional siba over here, another tzad heter, and that's why in this situation the makalkel will be mutter, right? Other than other situations where the din is called makakul narasurim, right? And on that we're working with the Eina Mechavin. So we started Cheshbin like this, that this, that Eina Mechavin, together with a makalkel becomes mutter, is l'chara understandable, better understandable, if the whole Eina Mechavin anyways is a drabonon, like we explained before, that in Kubin Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda is moide, other Rishonim hold that it's mutter, and if so, and Mechavin is only Is Drabon, and Mechavin is Drabon, and when they come together, it's mutter. That'll be one way of understanding it. Now, even if it were to be that the Eina Mechavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is really a deraisa, That means that Rabbi Yehuda, even in Hilchos Shabbos, argues, and he holds the Eina Mechavin has the full Mechayev. Kipshuta is the full Mechayev. Right? Nevertheless, it's still we can learn what Taisis means over here is as follows. It's not based on like a concept of a trade rabbana, but what it means is like this. Is that even though that I don't need a mechavin, but I need a mechavin. Therefore, an ena mechavin fulfills the requirements for chiyuv. But nevertheless, that if the malacha is done without a kavana, it's done in a lighter way. Granted that it doesn't help me as far as Isurim Derais is concerned, but it's still done in a lighter way. And therefore, the understanding could be like this, that this, that when Chazal asked Mekalkel, in other words, Mekalkel definitely is in Rabbonin. So it's in their hands to decide that what kind of Mekalkel did they answer. Right? So on that, maybe we can understand what Tosfos would be saying is that this, that when Chazal answered Mekalkel, they only answered it when the malacha is done, you know, in the Eifn HaChomram, it means with a kavana. But without a kavana, then they didn't answer Mekalkel. So even though that as far as the Mechavin is concerned, that in itself doesn't really make a difference if that's all you're dealing with, because you behold that Eina Mechavin has the full Chiyuv, but it makes a difference in as far as the Drabon is concerned. The Chazal only asked the Mekalkel, which is their invention over here to ask, because Midrais and Mekalkel is Mutter. Chazal nevertheless said that a Kilkel is also. They only asked the Kilkel, Hecha with is a Mechavin. But if there's no Mechavin, then they didn't ask or Kilkulim. That would be on a way to explain, even if the Eina Mechavim, according to Yehuda, is still Nisa Deraisa. Right? So here how we're explaining it, we're saying that even though as far as the Eina Mechavim Sheboi, you're not any less as far as the fulfilling the requirements of the deraisa, but nevertheless, it still is a weaker way of doing the malacha. It's an mechaven, right? So if that's so then we could say that as far as the Drabbanan is concerned, when they gave their that iser of a makalkel, what kind of makalkel will be aser? Right, that's only in such an oif. I'm not sure if this will help. If it can make it confusing, then you know, disregard it. But I just want to give you just a mush. Maybe you'll appreciate it. We had before in Tosfos that Tosfos talks about as far as we find v'neget yehargal yaver. There's an afkamino in karka olam whether it's done with a ma'isa without a ma'isa. Right. So even though as far as you know the ister's concerned,
ma'isa from the lady.
Yeah. Right. So even though without an oinus, right, then the kaka olam doesn't play any role, and the isha has the full chiv as far as that's concerned, but it does play out since soif kol soif, it is done in a weaker way. It's without a lehedidik ma'isa, so it'll play out. No, b'neget yehovel yaver. I'm just showing you such a musud that. Even though something could be fulfill the requirements for chiyuv, it still could be considered that it's being done in a lighter way, and therefore could happen afkamina concerning something else. So we're using that in the drabon. Okay.
You said there's two possibilities about whether Rav Yehuda, when he says inu mischaven is usur, it might be deraisa, it might be drabonim, but definitely, when we say mekalkel is usur, mekalkel is only usur drabanan. What we for sure say that mekalkel is only a drabanan, no matter what. It's never more than a drabanan. That's the most it can be. Is that correct?
Pretty much. Since right here in the sugi, there's some things I don't want to be caught in my words, right? But aside from the idea of mekalkel b'chabura, right? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Other than those two halachas, by according to Rabbi Shimon.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The most they can be is a drabanan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. So wherever the halacha of machsheves is applicable, it always say that I need to be a tikkun, and therefore makaka will be part of it.
Even with kavan.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, according to what we're just saying now, let's just point out, just something that becomes a little clearer and illuminated in the Gemara as follows that the Gemara, right, we'll see you might not agree with this diak. I don't know if it attacks a mukhra diak. What we're saying now it comes out good as follows that the Gemara brings in Makalkel to be Materit when the Gemara is discussing the Tzad Isser of the Ein Mechaven according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And the Gemara is saying, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Mechaven is still Osir. And that Gemara says, well, we still have an Eitzah for you. Right? It's possible that it's still Mutter if it's a Makalkel. Right? Now, L'chor Yesh L'Oyer, and this is all before what we just discussed right now, just the muskul rishin, the Gemara, if mekalkel is a basis to be matter, then I mean, there's another condition obviously, even though, you know, you fulfill your other conditions for chiv, but, you know, if it's not, well, it needs to be taken, if it's a mekalkel, then the Gemara says that it's mutter. So, l'chore, even according to Reb Shimon, right, in other words, even if you are a mechavin, right, why does the Gemara say that on the tzad that you're a mechavin, then even kuli alma, it's going to be osir. Well, that's not true because if it's a makalkel, it'll still be mutter. Right? The Gemara sounds like the Gemara is saying the tzad of Kilkul is mutter only if it's in the coin of Yehuda over here. That's what the Gemara brings in. It would sound like that the Gemara before, when the Gemara was dining on, you know, is there kavona? So the Gemara says, well, if there's kavona, shine, that's it. You know, it's also. Right? If there's no kavona, so coin of Shimon is mutter. I, according to Yehuda, it's still also, okay, fine, we'll bring you in a makalkel to be matter it. But what about makalkel?
I mean, doesn't he hold that it's usher derabanan? Shimon? Makalkel? Doesn't he hold makalkel would be usher derabanan?
Well,
and you need to say mutter, so, but by makes, in a miskaven, he holds his mutter.
So that's what we're getting, that's what we want to point out, right?
Okay.
No, see, so without what we're saying right now, right, just in the first glance of the Gemara, that makalkel is what is being matterit, well, we'll see, right? This question might be, but whatever the basis of being matterit with a makalkel, why don't we have that even according to Reb Shimon? L'chorah, according to Reb Shimon's kavona and Reb Yehuda's ainu mechaven are all the same, right? According to Reb Shimon, there's a requirement of kavona, but if you are mechaven, it's fine. So you have that taken care of. According to Yehuda, if you're not a mechavim, fine, but there's no requirement, so that's also taken care of. So both at this point, they're both the same, right? You have a reason to be chayiv. Now the Gemara brings in the makalkel. Makalkel is a reason to be matir. So if it's matir b'yehud, let it be matir according to b'shimon also. So according to what we're saying, the answer is very good, because being that makalkelin generally are osir, and the reason why it's mutter over here is only because of the ainu mechavim. So that's why the Gemara before couldn't say that, because the point of Shimon, if you're a machaven, and that's why it'll be osur at that point.
Osur drabanan. Osur drabanan.
According to
Mikalkel.
Yeah, well, okay, we bring in Mikalkel. If you would be a machaven, and that would be taken care of, so now if we bring in the mere Mikalkel now, it's not going to help me. Right, because you still be also drabon.
It won't make you mutter lechatchila.
Right, right. Right. So that's right. That makes the Gemara very good. According to this, that we're working with the ainu mechaven, right, in order to be matterit. So that's why the Gemara before, according to Reb Shimon, according to that side, there's no basis to be matterit. Granted, that makalkel.
Does the speak this out, or
could be we could find you a source. A source on that, but
so
I think,
this was, this
but
was
I think this
Kiddush.
Is. This
I like it, but I'm
okay,
just,
okay. This is. I mean, I think this is what follows, right? You know, okay. Pretty much, no? Okay. Right. Okay. Now we're ready to get back to your question, right? So let's hear this again. So what we just came to over here was that the makalkel in the sugya, the reason why it's mutter is because we have the help of a ainu miskaven, right? At some level, right? Now let's hear what was your ha'ora.
Does he remember?
Okay. I think that when if we is let me go back is if in general Makalka was Asimid Rabbanan because of the tziruf of let's say the Damashena Miskaven or possibly the Makom Mitzvah.
But let's leave Miss Dad in the picture over here. Let's just work with what we're working with. We'll get to that in a second if we need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we say the same thing about that Rabbi Yehuda would also be matter the Davar Shena Miskaven and make it mutter lechatchila?
Based on what?
That it's together with Kilkul. If we just want to focus on those two things, just like the Malachas Lachshavas of Kilkul, when we add Davar Shem and Skadim, we make
isn't
it.
Isn't that
matter.
What we're doing?
What?
Isn't that really what we're doing? I think that's really what we're doing, right? The Gemara says, according to Yehuda, it's the Ein Miskaven, so it's still Osir. / chayiv, whatever it is, and the Gemara says, well, we have kilkul, and we just explained that the tziruf of kilkul and any misgavin is the basis for the heter.
Yeah, so.
Right. So the counter partner.
Right.
Is that's what it is. Right. Right. You know. You're telling me that if you have a makalkal together with something else, drabonon, let's say it's mutter. So let the ein miskavim, which is drabonon, also be mutter with something else. The answer is in the chama. The Gemara says, right? Yeah. Then it's because of makalkal, right? Because of the makalkal.
Okay.
Now, let's say the mokum maybe for what you want to ask is maybe in other rishonim, and you have to see taka how they work over there. Maybe the rayas. There are rishonim. See, Tosfos mentions mitzvah, but Tosfos is really mitzvah is on top of all of this. But in other rishonim. There is such a tzad that mitzvah itself is the matter. Meaning to say this, is that the question that we asked was that mekalkel is not a matter mitzvah. Mekalkel is the only reason why there's no issa deraisa, but it's still also rabbonon. So why is it mutter over here? See, if the answer to that is b'mokem mitzvah, right? So then we could ask this question, that if according to Yehuda the Ein Mechavim was only Drabonon, so why isn't mitzvah matter that? The same way mitzvah is matter to Mekalkel. Right? I'll speak that again.
That,
right? Whereas we have an alternate answer to the Mekalkel. Why is this Mekalkel Mutter? Mekalkel always is Osir. So why is Mekalkel Mutter over here? So if the answer to that is because it's been Moka Mitzvah, right, that's what our situation is. B'mokem mitzvah,
the bilim shayin.
Let's say, right? Yeah. So if it's b'mokem mitzvah, if that's the reason why it's matter the mekalkel, so by the same token, that if according to Yehuda the ein mechavin, which is osur, on this sad, that's only osur in Rabban because he agrees that there's a machshavas requirement in the raisa. So that's also Dramon. So then why did the Gemara feel that it's also? You have a mokum mitzvah, right? So the question would be, is what's the difference between if mitzvah can be matir a makalko, or mitzvah can be matir a en mechavin, right, which is only also Dramon?
Maybe it's a combination. Maybe even though those other Rishonim mentioned mitzvah, but it's combining, it's en mechavin and it's makalko, and that's why the mitzvah overrides it.
Okay, but they, I believe that you'll see over there. The mention over there at that point is only mitzvah itself, right? So, but if you look in the Rashi, we see I think it brings such a sound like that, right? So you're really agreeing with the question. You're saying, but that's not what they mean. Okay, okay, right?
I mean, are there examples where, because the Tosfos seems to say the way that Revelio was saying, so is there examples where makom mitzvah and makalkol alone is mitzvah? Without the Eino Miskavin? Do we see?
Well, this is an initial answer that the Rishayim say. Could be in Hemsh Chadorim, they ask Kashis on it, right? But that I believe is one of the truths that the Rishayim say at one point. Right, so I'm just trying to find a placement for this question, right? Mm-hmm. Right, and we're saying that his question, see, because what I want to show you as follows. Just keep the options open. So right now at this point, right, we're gonna ask Shlomo's Kasha based on such a premise that if the reason why Makilko's mutter over here is because of mitzvah, then one could ask what was bothering the Gemara in the previous step on the tzad that according to Yehuda is only Issa Drabonah. Right? Came there a couple of assumptions, right, to ask this question, right? If we just app the other way then we don't have any questions. Right, but if you wanna house this question, right, I think we could get it right with these hanochas. Okay? And therefore the question is gonna be that that if you see Mokam Mitzvah is Matar Drabonin, what's the difference if Drabonin is because of Eim Echavn or Drabonin is because of a Mekalkal? Right, that was the question.
Unless you can be Mechalik, somehow Eim Echavn is more Chomer.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so we just want to show you the basis for such an idea, Lechalik. Okay, so it's a little complicated. So we're not going to get involved in that right now. But in the Tais, I'll just give you a maramokim. In this Tais, this Ledam Hutzorach Vishori. Right? You see that Tais deals with in the Cheshbonis with another basis why Issa might be Nisid Rabbonin. Okay, but let's put that on hold. Okay, over here, because right? That's going to take us into another aspect over here, which we're not really ready for. Okay, before might be the mokum to ask the question. Okay. So this was the Gemara Shaila here. Now, maybe we could open just this other side of things. Okay, we'll see if we need to or not. But let's just go into the, just to apply it now a little bit, what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara was discussing that what is the kavana over here? What is the person's kavana as far as whether he's a mechavan or not a mechavan? Now, the Gemara, let's say on the first side of the Gemara is going at the dam is mifkid pocket. Right? Mifkid pocket, as far as we're concerned, means that the essence of Chabura is not happening over here. Right? So there is no, right? There is no Moleches Chabura going on. The removal of such dam is not Chabura related at all.
The actual breaking of the Besulim themselves, that's not a Chabura?
Chabura has to do with the removal of dam.
Only dam?
Contrary to popular belief. Right?
Chabura is only dam.
Chabura is dam oriented. Right, exactly, right? Right, a person would break through some skin that there are no capillaries of face, and then and there's no hoitzas dam. That's not chabur. That's not chabur. Right. Yeah. As far as we're concerned, that is not chabur.
So if it's mifkat pocket, the dam is a separate type of dam. So therefore,
it's not subject to chabur. Right. So there's no chabur. Exactly. Right. That's what the Gemara says over here. Right. Exact scientific explanation of that, and maybe you have to speak to the right people. But as far as we're concerned, right, that's what this Gemara says, right? Okay. So on this side, so there's no chabur issue over here at all. The issue is Dasiyas HaPesach, right? Which we'll call that binyan, right? Fine. And on that Gemara now is discussing, well, is there a mechavan for the Asiyas HaPesach or not? Right? And on that Gemara says that, well, possibly Tladam Hutzorach. Now, the point of the Gemara really is that therefore there is no kavana for Asiyas HaPesach. Right? But the Gemara.
But if it's Tladam Hutzorach, then he's making a chabura.
No, because it's mifkud.
Oh, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, so that was that first premise that we sort of try to put down with cement. That right, on this side, right, there is no chabur. No chabur is happening. No chabur is happening. There might be breaking of skin or whatever it is, but no chabur. Right. Yeah. Right? Okay. Right. I mean that you see with from the Gemara later on, right? The Gemara talks about the Psik Reisha, right? Gemara talks about Shach Liv Olah, you're not Moitzi Dam, right? You know, the Gemara's not discussing Pesach, fine, maybe you're making a Pesach, you know, right? But that's not Chabur. Fine. Okay, that's just something we just have to remind ourselves. Sometimes the gears of the Yankees are, you know, it makes its toll and we're sort of stuck with that, right? And if not on guard, you know, it comes out. Comes out, right?
As long as I don't have the handicap.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara tells us then as far as the Kavona, what's his intentions over here? So the Gemara talks two possibilities. Damut Tzorach, right? Or the Pesach Utzorach. Right? Now again, so we're going over here to the Melacha, we'll call the Melacha is Pesach, right? Binyan / Pesach. That's where the Melacha lies. And according to Reb Shimon, in order for it to be Osir, I need to be Mechavin on Pesach. And that Gemara says, well, you know, what's he Mechavin for? Is he Ladam Utzorach? If he's Ladam Utzorach, so he's an Edom Iskavin. Because his intentions over here is to get the dam, he's not intending to get the Pesach, right?
It's not his. What
about
Hanah? What about Hanah?
Okay, that's a point. We'll get to that in a second. But I just want to speak out what the Gemara says, right? But the Gemara at this point over here is working with an intention taco Pesach or dam. That's what the Gemara is working with. But being that there is no melacha that's related to the Haitzah's dam. So therefore the Gemara says, if he's a Dam Utzorach, then we're fine, right? Because there's no intention on the Pesach. Navos, on the Tzad, that he's the Pesach Utzorach, that if he's coming to make the Pesach, so then we have a problem. Now, so let's just speak through over here, just on a simple level, on a practical level, right? Maybe we'll see that it might be more than just practical and technical over here. That the Gemara is saying the Melacha over here is Asiyas HaPesach. Asiyas HaPesach. So one could ask the following question: that what does it mean? What does it mean that he's not mecham for the Pesach? Right? I could hear he's not mecham for the dam. You know, what does he want the dam for? That's not his point. But in order to do the Maisa Bi'el, you need to break through. You gotta make a Pesach. So what does it mean that he's not mecham for the Pesach, right? What does that mean?
It's to make it easier for the second Maisa Bi'el, but.
What do you mean? Let me just hear that.
In other words,
right?
You can't have Bi'el without a Pesach there, which is what he's doing, right?
But doesn't
making the Pesach.
Why doesn't the first Bi'el need the Pesach?
Because it doesn't.
It doesn't. The does, no. No, isn't that what the whole thing is? That he's making the Pesach al-day the beis. That means the first, to make a Gemar beer, you got it.
Lemashal, if you have a door that's hard to open, right, and you push it open, so now you can walk through it every time. Right?
No, you're right. Right, but even to walk to get through the first time, don't you have to push open the door?
Right, but the idea here is to make the second bia an easier bia, right? In other words, if let's say you would
how
can you say he's not mechavan?
No. Sorry, but he's answered the question. But you're a step after the question. And the question is that hagufa, that why is the Pesach concerning being number one? Why isn't the Pesach concerning being why is the Pesach concerning being number two? Why isn't the Pesach concerning being number one? Being number one also needs the Pesach. What's the answer to that?
There might be a simpler answer, but if Lachara the Basulim would, you know, pop back, right? So you could still do the Bi'ah each time. If the removal of the Bi'ah, the Pesach doesn't make the Bi'ah possible. The Pesach makes all future Bi'ahs easier,
the Pesach doesn't make the Bia possible? Is that I didn't think so. But let me hear that. The Pesach is not what makes the Bia possible. Now, what do you mean the Pesach? What do you mean with that? Are you talking about a halachic Pesach, or are you talking about a practical Pesach?
Again, lu yitzur that the Pesulim would reemerge after the Bia, right?
But what about before they reemerge? What happened? Was there a Pesach?
So that's not making a Pesach. That's pushing something aside that you.
Okay, but that's not happening. That's I mean, is that an option here?
It's not happening. But that's not your kavana. In other words, is your kavana that you want to make a Pesach so that in the future, Bia is more noach or not?
But and for this Bia, you're saying there's an option of just pushing it aside?
Well, again, you could get into the whole thing that we said there's the whole Hatiya issue.
Okay.
Even without that, I don't think you need that.
So without that, it would seem to me that in order to make the initial Bia, you got to break through.
Right. If you have a container of milk, and you're able to, let's say, squeeze it to, you know, get the milk out, but then it's the cap pops on. So that's not a Sias Pesach.
Well, so let me say what you're saying in a little different nusuk, right? Let's like this, right? I don't know if you agree with me, but to me it seems a little bit easier to say like this. That let's agree with my assumption that in order to make the original beer, you got to break through, right? But as far as that's concerned, it wouldn't bother us if it closes up after the first beer. And if that would be so then you're missing in the Teres Pesach. Because just a temporary breakthrough, which closes up, right, is not a Pesach. Right?
It's not a Binyan.
Right.
Exactly. Right. So that's how I would understand why we're all reckoning with the next subsequent beer. Even though I was asking that, doesn't the first beer need to break through, which I'm assuming now, which is wrong, but I'm assuming now that this is a Pesach, you know, you broke through, you got through, and in order that first beer needs it. So that was the question that I was saying, how is it possible that a person is not mechamen on the Pesach? How else is he supposed to make this beer? The answer to that possibly is, we're saying now, maybe simply it's like this, is because just if all you need is just to break through to make this beer, and as far as you're concerned, you know, it could close up after that, so that wouldn't be a Pesach. So that's not the kavana of this malacha here. So that's why that the cheshmen is there is a kavana for the subsequent beers, because the Pesach needs to have a kiyum. So the kiyum of the Pesach, that's what the Teres Binyan is, and that's what we're dining on over here. And that's how I would think that maybe that's an easier way to understand it. Maybe you could there something a little bit the way Shlomo's saying it. But I could by whoever you know however whichever works. Whichever works. But that was the whole order.
I think what I was trying to say is how the Rav said very clearly.
Okay.
So are we saying that he's having a kavana that the Pesach should reclose?
No, on the contrary, right? The shaila is whether his kavana is that it should remain open for future bias. Mm-hmm. That's the issue over here, right? So again, the question over here was that he's not miskaven le Pesach. That's what we asked the question, right? And on that, we were asking, well, isn't it necessary to make a Pesach in order to do the B that he's doing right now? So how could that be that he's not mechaven to make a Pesach? Right? I mean, he knows what he's doing, right? So on that, the answer is, like Shlomo is really saying, that you see from this Gemara that the melacha of Pesach is not contingent on the Pesach, quote, that's necessary for this beer, it's really necessary for the subsequent beers. And the way we explained that was because there's a halacha requirement of what has a Shem Pesach is something which has a kiyum. But if it wouldn't have a kiyum, if the Pesach wouldn't exist for future beers, then the mere fact that he broke through right now, that wouldn't be a malacha. So when we talk about is he mechaben for asiyas haPesach, right, that's why we're discussing future bias, because we're talking about a Pesach which has a kiyum.
I don't think he's thinking about future bias at this time. I think he's thinking about right now.
Okay, okay. So maybe you lack one mitzvah of the Gemara.
That was your last week.
Oh, I just
said,
yeah. And that's the way the Gemara comes out, right? Lahana Satsma. I think the Gemara really holds that.
Okay. Now, like this. Now, Eliyahu, what was Ma'or like this? And let's see like this. Okay, so what we discussed right now was.
It's kind of an exam.
The Pesach and not the Pesach. That's really all we discussed. Now we were Ma'or last time, and this is a little bit relevant to what you're saying right now, that in this side of the Gemara, that the Melacha is the Pesach, and we're just trying to see whether we have the Mechaven of that. So really all we're interested is in Mechaven the Pesach. It's not Mechaven the Pesach. Right? You know, what that other kavana is really is irrelevant, right? When the Gemara is saying, you know, the dam utzorach, right? Yeah, nish. You know what I'm saying? It's not. I would think it's not contingent. Meaning to say is that would it be right to say that the reason why he's not mechavim for Pesach is because he's mechavim for the dam? I don't see what one thing has to do with the other. There's, you know, two non-related issues over here, right? You know, is he, like we just discussed now, is he mechavim, you know, for a Pesach for, you know, for subsequent bias, that he's making a Pesach that will last? No, no. I'm trying. If he's not, he's not, you know. Right? So this is something more B'chlal has to say, L'dam u'tzoruch is l'chara unnecessary. Unnecessary. What's relevant, L'dam u'tzoruch, is really the next side of the Gemara, which if there is a malacha of chabura, because if we were to say that the dam is chiburim michbar, so therefore now it's subject to chabura. So now it's relevant to know that is there a kavana in that? Now, as we mentioned before, like this, that when the Gemara clears the second side, the chiburim michbar, whether it's shaykh chabura over here. Right, so we mentioned this. I'm not sure if it was in full agreement, but we mentioned last time that l'chora the malacha of Pesach is non-dependent. So that means if you're dining on which chefs of malacha we have, right? The essence of what malacha is possible over here. Chabur is the only one which is in question, but Pesach is definitely here. So when the Gemara says that chiburi mechbar. Right, the Gemara means to say is that you also have to deal with chabur, right? Right, that's that side of the Gemara. Now, when we come to the Ikar D'Amri in the Gemara, the Gemara is only dealing with the chabura. Right, that's what we discussed last time. That what happened to Pesach over here, right? Right, so it would seem okay. Well, maybe we'll revisit that. That child again. Akapanim, but the Gemara over here, right? Let's even ask it like this, right? The Gemara over here on this side, it's chaburi mechbar. Zok the Gemara, what's his kavan? Damu tzorich, right? Or zok the Gemara that hanos atzmai, hanos atzmai. So let's even ask the question in this way: like, why is Mar bringing a new tzadim over here? Right? Why don't we just talk about the Pesach? Right? That was the other tzad before, right? Right. So you know, let that be the tutzadim. Right? Chibur mechbar. I mean, I think the answer is according to what we're just saying now is that it's not gonna help you, right? Because then you have Melechus Pesach over here, right? So if we want to talk about that, that's where Gemara is going. Gemara is dining over here that you're not a mechavin in the Melechus. So then you definitely can't be a mechavin in the Pesach, right? So the Gemara is dealing with whether this was a mechavin mitzad the chabur, right? And that's possibly why the Gemara in the original Gemara, right? When the Gemara says l'dam hutzorich, even though the Gemara could have said hanas atzmai, right? By the same token, right? Because in the first side of the Gemara, the malacha is is Pesach. Shen, if you're not mechan for Pesach, then shen, whenever, you know, then it's not. Right? I mean, what the Gemara is saying over there is that, you know, even if you have even if you're a mecham for dam, but it's still not going to make a difference to us since it's mifkid pocket. So there's no. Okay. Now let's talk about this for a minute. He's mecham for the dam. Now, what does that mean? What would that mean over here? Dam utzoruch. Well, why is he tzoruch for the dam? Why is he tzoruch for the dam? That, I mean, becomes more relevant in the second side that we're danning chabura. Right, and Morris says that if he's l'dam utzorich, so then, you know, then it's a reason why it should be awesome. Right, so l'dam utzorich. Why is it tzorich for the dam? Why is it tzorich for the dam?
Isn't the whole reason for dam is to prove b'suin?
Okay. The reason for dam is to prove b'suin. The reason. I'm not sure what that's coming from. The reason for dam. What's
the whole beginning of the Gemara was the number
of
V, so Bezdin,
okay. So that's where you're coming from. Okay, so there is a purpose in being Moitzi the Dam in order to verify that she's a psula. Very good. Right? That is one of the possibilities that Tosfos talks about. Now, if you learn like that, so he's being moitzi the dam. He wants to take out the dam. That's what he wants. Right? He wants to take out the dam in order to have the dam to show that she's a psula. Right. Right, so that's l'chor the easier direction over here, easier direction. Now there is another pshat that Tosfos mentions here. Let's leave this in Tosfos. In that Tosfos that we mentioned before, if we start from the second line in Tosfos, which says Pirsha Benotam,
L'dam
Utzorich. Actually, let's start with the Ri who says what you said at the end of the Tosfos. Verima Farish l'dam hu tzorich shetzorich liros imhi b'sula. Oh, right. Well, you mecham to the Ri, right? Givaltig. Very good. Right. L'dam hu tzorich liros shetzorich liros imhi b'sula. Now, let's tackle. Just think for a moment. Let's just think for a moment. I don't know if we know yet, but maybe we heard a little bit that there's really we mentioned in the past that there's really. Two bases of Tainus Psulim, right? In other words, that the Baal, come to Bezdin, there are two possible reasons why he feels that she's not a Psula, right? Either because there's no Dam, right? Or what the Gemara calls Pesach Pasuach, right? Which is not a Dam related issue, right? So, I guess.
Well, it is a dam-related issue, because if there's a Pesach Pesuach, then there's no dam. So it's related to that. He doesn't see it. He sees it.
Yeah, you're right. See, but he's coming, and he's coming to Bezdin. He's telling Bezdin, Rabbi says, she's not a psula.
Right? No dam.
Oh, so that's how we just said something a little different than that. He's coming to Bezdin, he's telling them, Rabbi Yisai, I don't know about Dam, but Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. Right? Pesach Pesuach means that if she was a Psula, then, you know, then he should have to break through. Right? Pesach Pesuach, there's no need to break through. It was already broken.
Was no
nothing
membrane?
To do with Dam.
No membrane?
Yeah, no membrane. No membrane. Right, that's Pesach. I mean, allegedly, he's saying that it was already broken through. That's what he's saying. That she's not a psula. Right? You know, I mean, whatever the cheshbon of the Gemara is. Right? I mean, Parshas. I mean, that that she was nivelo. Right? That's kipshute, what it means, right? The same thing that tainis dom, right? We just, but the Gemara has two possible tainis, right? So what am I getting at? What we're getting at over here is we're being ma'ir, and this possibly maybe is the issue in the taisis. We'll see, because taisis's primary pshat is something else. That if we're saying if he wants the dam in order to show to prove that she's a psula, there is another way that he can know, right? Because if it's not a Pesach Pasuach, so he also knows that she's a psula, right? So therefore, that's a possible pickpook on the dam hutzarech. That why does he want the dam, right? Why does he want the dam if it's in order to let him know that she's a psula? They really, you don't really need a dam for that, right? Because the fact that the Pesach is not Pasuach, the fact that the Pesach is no, that also would be right. So
there's no difference that if he has a proof as compared to if we just have his word.
What's he need proof that she's a basula for?
What?
Why does he have to prove she's a basula? He only needs to know for himself.
But what about proof that she's not a basula?
So then he doesn't need the dam.
What?
Then he doesn't need the dam.
Right.
He needs not the dam.
Right. So.
Tosu says, right? Lashon. Tosu says, Liros imhibasula.
Okay.
Tosu says, Liros imhibasula. Tosu does not say he needs the dam to
call.
Tosu does not say he needs the dam because he wants to see that she's. Because he wants to prove that she's a
psula.
He wants Liros to see.
Okay, so what I just mean to say is like this: is that we see. You're saying very good, and I'll tell you what I'm hearing from you. Very nice. We're just being even without seeing, but we notice that there are like three lines in the Taisus before the Re says this. So it looks like there's an alternate pshat. You know that. So what's wrong with this pshat that the Re is saying? Right, so we're just being worried that what the possible pickpock on the pshat is that if the reason why we're saying he's mechaven to be moitzi the dam is in order to assure himself that she's a psula, on that we said that he don't really need the dam for that, right? So on that, Rabbi Yo is being medaik in according to the repass, my is that's true, but it could be that as far as Pesach Pesuach, maybe you know he's not so assured about that, he's not so sure. But if you have the dam liris, that's the liris, right? You see the dam, right? So that's he wants to have that clarity possibly, right? And that's, and maybe that's the shailin taisus, right? Whether that's a reason for us to assume that there's a mecham for the dam or not, right?
I saw these two answers of Nafkamina later in the Gemara when we talk about where the full basulim don't get removed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's say there was a partial bia on night one, right? So if the kavana for the dam is to see that she's a psula. So a night number two, right, or let's say Shabbos, you know, night number three, that doesn't exist anymore, right?
But if
it's shalom, you know, not to create lichluch, so then that, you know, then that would be relevant still.
So this is explaining a nafkamina. Maybe this is a raya. This is a raya that there's a lichluch issue, right?
Lichluch is only the first time.
One second.
No, lichluch will be until the psulim are totally gone, right? The raya that she was a basula is only on the first time.
Uh-huh. So this will be a raya. So maybe there's both. Maybe there is both. That would be a raya that there has to be something additional to this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But so let's.
I was going to go on the other way. that something additional to the psuk, because it's mivui in the Gemara that you have the shayla even later. So if the whole kavon was only lahaytzi ledam, right? Okay, I have to make the cheshbainis over there, right? But I think that it works the other way, right? That's what he's going to say.
Even on the biyashnia, we
right,
have this issue.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. Akoponim, but let's get back to the first prat, right? Okay. The first prat in Tosfos that Tosfos says is an alternate reason why he ledam utzarech, that because he wants to clean out the area that he shouldn't become meluchluch in the future. Right? That's what Tosfos says. That's why he wants to be moitzi the dam. That's what Tosfos tells us. That's what the kavana of ledam hutzorich is. And maybe there's, like Shulman just told us, there's a ride to the Gemara. Gemara later on passed like that, such a thing, right? It's negeya. Whether subsequent bias, there's still an intention to be moitzi the dam, even though he was already moitzi partial dam in the first bia, and therefore the clarity of this that she's a psula was already clarified. See, but what's important over here, right, and this is a bissel cheshbonis, but you know, once we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, it's important to mention this a little bit. That Tosfos himself is ma'or like this. That there's another concept in Hilchos Shabbos, which is called the Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. That's exactly what the categories are. Right? It's not for now. You know, what constitutes an Ein Mechaven, and what constitutes a Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. But Ein Tzricha L'Gufa has to do with the fact that that's not the purpose of what I'm doing. So Kipshuta, Mechaven, I am a Mechaven, right? I'm digging a hole, let's say, but I'm not digging the hole to have the hole. I'm digging the hole in order to have the dirt, right? That's why I'm doing this. Right? I'm carrying a mace out of the house, not because I want the mace here, because I want the mace not there.
That's Malach
Hashem Tzuch L'Gufa. Right? So that means, right, even though Tosfos family has a different translation of what that means, but we'll use the commonly used translation of Tzuch L'Gufa, means it has to do with the purpose. Right? With the purpose. So you're not making the Hitzoh. The purpose of Hitzoh is, you know, for the new destination. You want it to be here. But if you're doing it in order that it shouldn't be there, you don't really care where it's going to end up. You just want to get it out. Right? So that will be a melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Right? Similarly, dam, if you're being moitzi dam, so if you don't really want the dam, you just want to get it out of there so it shouldn't be around to disturb you. Right? So that's a melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Right, Tosfos is ma'ir, right? Now, being that so Tosfos is bothered by the following question. In the Gemara by us, it's mivui like this, right? Going on the Tzar Chibur Mechba, right? And the Gemara says that if he's ledam utzarech, then it will be osur, right? Then it will be osur. Because you're a mechavim, right? Well, Zok Tosfos, if the reason why, just the mindset over here of ledam utzarech is in order that shloi lachlech, so granted that he's a mechavim, right, to be moitzi the dam, but it's an ein tzricha l'gufa because he doesn't want the dam, right? He doesn't want the dam for itself. He wants to get rid of the dam, get the dam out of that mokum. So it's ein tzricha l'gufa. So therefore, Tosfos sets up a question over here that the Gemara seems to be saying that even according to Reb Shimon, then it'll be osur. Now Tosfos says, well, in ein, now let's talk about this. Ein tzricha, what's the din of ein tzricha l'gufa? Dehainu midraisa, it's good. But what about midrabbanan? Is there an issa drabbanan on ein tzricha l'gufa? The answer to that is, yeah, there is. There is. However, this is where it becomes a little bit relevant, those kind of shilas, that when you have an Issa Drabonon, so in this sugya over here, what kind of basis do we have? Do we have to be matir? Other things. So Tosfos Kvar over here really discusses mitzvah. Right, that's what Tosfos brings in this side over here, which okay, you have to work out the full cheshbon and stuff like why is he asking the question? Right, he's coming from Tosfos is really coming from, we find in Mappis Musa it's mivuyer, right? That's one of the cases in the Gemara later on. I saw that it's really the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. But over there, it's mevuyer. Map is mursa. It means if you're busting a wart or blister, right?
To get out the lichter.
Right. So it's mevuyer. It's mevuyer over there. So the Mishnah says it depends on why you're doing it. If you're doing it there in order to fashion a Pesach, it's aser.
Pesach.
Right. It's done for healing. If it, right, that's the.
Pesach, so I can drain in the future.
Drain it now? No, just to drain it now would be mutter, right?
But if you're making a Pesach in order that it should help the drainage, you know, and right, the ear come in or whatever it is, right? There's such a medical procedure that
would be awesome.
What?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome, right? That would be awesome, right? But if you're doing it. Just to get out the lechem now, it's mutter. Even though he's mechaven lechayra for dasiyas haPesach or tzipsik reisha, right? Whatever it is, but it's melacha shein tzurich legufa. That's mevuyer. Okay, Gemara is about this. Now, but it says lahaytzi mena lecha is mutter. Now, why is it mutter? Shein tzurich legufa. Right, so shul shvi also. The answer is the mishum tzar, mitzum tzar. That's what Tosfos makes the cheshbonis. So Tosfos says that I see that ein tzurich legufa, being that it's only drabanan with a tziruf of something else, could give it heter tzar. Right, so Tosfos.
You say the chacham never goes there when it's a tzar. On Malach Hashem and Tzurich legufa, or do you say that they were goyzer, but somehow it's the heter to their gederuf?
Well, I mean, it should amount to they weren't goyzer, right? That's what it should be. Maybe you could word your chakir maybe a little bit differently, but what Tosfos is working with over here is that if we find that Machshin Sich L'Guf is Mutter Mokum Tzar, so Tosfos that shouldn't it also be Mutter Mokum Mitzvah? That's what Tosfos is working with. And Tosfos says that, well, we'll have to be mechalik, right, between the two things, between mitzvah and tzar, even though maybe in other situations that mitzvah could work similar to you know, the way tzar is a base for a heter. That's Tosfos over here. Tosfos says, well, the pirusha, the kamon, the komar dam chaburim michba, you see, I'm reading Tosfos, the end of the first Y line. Well, the pirusha, the kamon, the kamar dam chaburim michba, the little kamon, that's the second side of the Gemara by us. Ila dam utzorch v'osur, afgab noch shen suich l'gufo, d'shay v'mokom tzarek abim murso. That's what Tosfos is asking. That according to this pshat, that means that we have two ways of explaining why the dam utzorch. If the reason is because he wants it to see that she's a psula, so he wants the dam, he wants to moitzi the dam, he needs the dam in his hands, right? So, he wants the dam here, so that's a tzricha leguf, right? So then it's understandable. But, you know, your mamash have a real deraisa. So that's what it means to say that they're on the tzar of chuvim mechbas. If the dam utzorich, then it'll be also. Tosfos says that if the dam utzorich means because he wants to get rid of the dam shlo yislach l'pamacheres, if that's what is going on, so it's an ein tzricha legufa. If it's an ein tzricha legufa, zok Tosfos that. Well, we know that Enstrich Leguf is only Drabon, and therefore, with a tziruf of something comparable to Tsar, it's Mutter, that's Mevuy by Mapis Mursa. That's what Tosfos is saying. Hochel Gabi Mitzvah Osur. So Tosfos, that we have to say that mitzvah is awesome. Meaning to say that, you see from Tosfos like this, and that's going to be the nafkumina between the two pshatim and Tosfos, right, what's happening over here. It would sound like from Tosfos that the source of tzayna is that mitzvah should really be comparable to tzar. And anything which tzar can be matter, b'mokam mitzvah should also be matter. And according to the Riz Pshat, you could say that, right? Because our Gemara over here, you know, it's an Issa D'Raisa over here, so then that's why mitzvah is not going to play a role. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat, that the Kavona over here, L'dam U'tzorach, still leaves you with the Entzui Chilgu, which is Rabbanon. So on that basis, it's saying that we'll have to be Mechalik between Tzar and Mitzvah. Granted, in Mapis Musis Mivuya, that Entzui Chilgu is Mutter B'mokim Tzar, but as far as mitzvah is concerned, mitzvah won't be a basis to be matir if what you have over here is the only condition that you're missing over here is the tzricha legufa. If it's atar makas tzricha legufa, then it's not going to help me mitzvah. Tzar, yeah, mitzvah not, right? A chiluk between mitzvah and tzar, and that's that chiluk Tais is saying that we're mukhach to say according to the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat in the Gemara.
We're saying that mapis morsa. So malach hashem tzricha legufo. Even though you don't really want the Pesach for the future, you only want it to get out the lichuch now. According to what we said before, if you only want it to get out, bichlau not a malacha. You're not miskaven bichlau for a malacha. It's only if you want it for the future, the Pesach for the future, right? Is that a stira?
So, what is the kavana of mapis mursa based on? Right? Is there a simple kavana here, or it's really psikration?
Isn't this I mean, we were talking about Hatoya before, so Hatoya might take it out of Psik Risha, but wasn't it the way we were talking before is we wanted to say that it wasn't a malacha simply because, you know, doing it for now, if you don't want it for the future, wasn't a malacha. So, it doesn't matter that it's going to happen. It was going to happen automatically because you needed the bia, and you needed to break through for the bia now.
Right. So we really speaking in kavon over there, and we were saying that if he's not mechaven, that it should be niskayim, so then he's not a mechaven. But see, when you're talking about the bila vishayna, it's not a psik resha. So then we have to work with actual kavana, and even though factually it does have a kiyum, but if we don't have his kavana, if he's not intending for the kiyum, so it's a enemies kavan. But when you're talking about a psik resha, so then you're working really with what intrinsically is going to happen. And therefore, intrinsically, there is a kiyum over here. So therefore, you do have the melacha, right? And it's because even by bia rishayna, the kiyum is there, right? Right? It's there b'cheftzun. But since I need his kavana, he's not mechavim for the kiyum. So that's the mokum that we were saying that it's an enem is kavim.
But are you saying that intrinsically that the reason that we said that before is because there was the possibility of hataya? And therefore it wasn't Sikh Resha, and that's why we could come on to this future versus now, whereas Mapis Mortza, there is no other possibility.
Okay, so that's a little bit over there. So we touched on Mulacha Shein Tzriu Chalugufa, right, which is an important facet of Hilcha Shabbos. Maybe we'll see this week Mapis Mortza, we'll see a little more about how it comes more into play. Okay, so looks like what we just did over here is that we clarified with a greater intensity the Iker Shaila of the Gemara. Looks like we were not able to advance too much onto this daf, but I think it was well worth it because all the subsequent Gemaras are really based on how well you get that first Gemara over here, and you know, with certain cheshbonis that we mentioned, now when we chazer over the Gemara and Avov, we'll be able to work things through better. Okay, so I think we'll have to hold over here now. I have already stolen an extra 13 minutes, so I don't know if I could do any more. All right? case may be different. Okay. That's all.